From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama, so why us?
All right, gang in the house. Time for the DM deep dive. This is part of the show where we go through the DMs that you are sending in to us. They get to Shem, by the way, before they make it onto the radio.
Shem, what do we got in the DMs today?
Patrice writes, my question is for Mocha in another reality. If he had joined the WWE as a wrestler, which kind would he be, a heel or a hero? And in this case, they should say face, heel or face. Mm-hmm. What would be your wrestling name? And what would be your go-to move or your own created signature move?
God.
Jeez.
Nerd out, baby. Let's go.
Good guy or bad guy?
So when I was younger, I'd say good guy. As an adult, I'd say bad guy.
Okay.
Because I think bad guys get more of a reaction from the crowd.
Okay.
I'd be a bad guy.
Had you ever thought of a name, like even when you were a kid, even if it was ridiculous, no judgment here?
Oh, like the Brown Meanie?
Is that what you thought when you were a kid?
You know, if we're just spitballing here.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so the Brown Meanie's finishing move would be what?
So I would throw my opponent against the ropes, have them bounce off the ropes.
Yeah.
Right? And as they're coming towards me, I would trip them, make them fall face first. As they're falling down, I drop an elbow to the back of the head.
Oh,
boom.
Wow.
1, 2, 3. Brown Meanie's the new champ.
So wait a second.
And
So your finishing move is tripping someone?
Tripping followed by an elbow.
But still tripping.
Yes.
What a sis move.
Bro, whatever, man.
What a sucky
Hulk Hogan,
move.
One of the greatest wrestlers of all time, his finishing move sucked too.
It was dropping a huge leg on the man. You're tripping somebody?
No, Hulk Hogan threw a guy against the ropes.
Yeah.
Boot kick to the face, yes. And then leg drop.
Kick to the face.
Sure.
You're going to trip somebody.
And as they are falling down, I drop the
what
elbow
a
on them.
Sucky move.
Whatever.
What a sucky no. finisher.
Please. You don't even want to step in the
Please.
Ring with me. You don't want this smoke. We'll see how you feel when you're passed out after
that.
I trip you and drop the elbow.
Shem, have you ever in your life heard of a more accurate finishing move for a little guy, then I'm going to trip you.
Little?
Do you know what I mean? That is the finisher of somebody who lacks most things.
And again, we're just spitballing here.
We're just spitballing.
Not that I thought of this
no.
before. But if we're just spitballing names for the finishing move,
yeah.
It would just be called the trippy elbow.
That's terrible.
Spitballing here. I just came up with that now.
You would debut the Brown Meanie, and I swear to God, back in the day, you'd be a clown the week after. That character would fail so hard. You'd be in the chicken suit. In 1 week, you'd be in the
Wait
chicken
till
suit.
Wait they get a load of the trippy elbow. And then we'll see. Next DM,
okay,
please.
That was better than I thought it was going to, actually.
Steven writes, who on the team would be the quickest to lend you money if you needed it? Who would be the most hesitant?
Who's asking?
Oh. Well, I guess if anybody's asking, like if you're asking.
Nope, doesn't work that way. If Mocha asks, yes, absolutely.
So if I asked, man, you wouldn't?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Maury? Maury asked, no.
Oh.
No, I would, no, because I'm not confident that I would get it back from Maury.
And you would know that he's not using it for what he may say. Like, he won't use all of it for what he may say he needs the money for.
I think that it would depend, though. Like if Maury was in serious trouble, but you have a husband and all that stuff. Like, I'm not going to step in and help you out financially.
Yeah, but what if it's for something I don't want him to know about?
Then definitely not. No, 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 no
Oh, like paying debt.
You think you go to a coworker to ask for debt relief?
Don't get mad. I'm brainstorming the ideas here.
First of all, Maury, realistically, okay, if anybody on the show is going to ask somebody for money, it's going to be Maury. So Maury, first of all, if you needed money, who's the first person that you would go to?
You.
Me, Mocha, or Shem?
You.
Me. You think that you have the best shot getting money out of me?
Well, you, like... Actually, no. Shem would
like. Bro, you're stuttering all over the place.
I know.
He's not even really asking for money already.
I know.
So shook. Okay. You don't get it from
Ross. I get very uncomfortable talking about money.
Okay, so you're going to Shem?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Shem will be like, yeah, man, yo, I got you. Yo, bro.
Okay, so what would you, like let's say you needed $1,000.
Yeah.
Right? Who are you asking?
You.
And you think you're going to get $1,000? Would you be honest with me about why you needed $1,000?
If it was for $1,000, I would be honest. And I wouldn't ask you here. I would, like, call you.
Liar, you would text.
Yeah.
No, paper trail.
No, I was going to say show up at his house.
No paper trail. You're right, Shane. No, that's how they took down Trump. No paper trail. No, I had a friend years ago who tipped me on to a really, really, really great way to live, which is... oftentimes you would be in the cafeteria or you're just out with friends or whatever, and somebody's short a little bit of money. Mm. Never top them up. So the minimum for years, the minimum, if somebody was like, hey, can I borrow $1? Cause I'm going to go to the chip machine. Mm. Right. For years, my rule was I only lend 10 and up.
Huh?
Cause if I lend you $1, I'm never seeing that dollar again.
Uh-huh.
If I give you 10, you're going to pay me back.
But if you gave Maury 10, he's not bringing back a change.
I would never lend Maury money.
He's spending the entire 10.
Yes. No, that's fine. But I will get my 10 back. If I give you $1.75, yeah. I'm never seeing it again. Right? That money is gone.
Who expects to see that?
Exactly. Right? Mm. So $10 was the minimum, regardless of what you asked for. If you asked for 4, you got 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I have $4?
No. I would never give you money, Maury.
Also, my trick is I'll be like, you know, hey, I'm going to like Starbucks. And then you'd be like, oh, I got it. And then you would inadvertently pay for the
There are so many words.
Thank you for all of your words that you're using to DM to us. Keep coming in. They go to Shem and we talk about them on the radio.
You would inadvertently.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
All right, y'all, DM deep dive time. Let's see what y'all are saying to us behind the scenes.
What do you got in the DMs today, Shem?
Oh, man, we're starting out kind of sad. Erica writes, when was the last time you cried?
Oh.
Like a full cry?
Full cry. Not just a tear. Full emotional cry.
I cried last week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Aw, buddy.
Yeah. Trying to remember what it was. I was just super proud of Roxy, but it was like for something really silly.
Yeah.
Where I was just like super proud of her. And then I just sat on the couch and I was just like staring at her. And then I just started to cry. It didn't last long. Like I wasn't like, it wasn't an audible sort of cry, but I was clearly crying.
Yeah. What'd she say?
She's used to it. Right. Mm-hmm. But she said thank you and, you know, said it was real nice. But sometimes I just like explode with, like love that I just can't control it because I went for so many years not crying, right? Like I went like decades without like a tear.
Yeah.
I didn't have it in me. I just wasn't that kind of person. And now I love crying. Like I love when I'll sit there and talk myself into tears sometimes.
Yeah.
Like if I'm saying something and I can feel like I know at that moment, if like a couple more sentences and I could be crying, like I don't hold back. Like I will just keep talking until I start crying.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
I understand that though. I get that way sometimes if I see something on TV or I just like think about something about my family. Like I can't remember the last time I did like a full out cry, but like the last time I started to tear up was, it's so stupid. Like, you know, my kid's graduating,
sure,
quote unquote, kindergarten,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
And they took the class photos, and he's like in a gown and like a little cap, and I was like, I saw that, like Jenna bald, right? And when I saw the photo, I started to tear up. And then the time before that, I think I mentioned this recently, mind you, I had a couple of drinks that night, but I watched Endgame again, and when Iron Man snapped, when he got the gauntlet and he stopped and he said, "I am Iron Man," and he died. I kind of teared up in that moment too.
Wow. Then that would be the second time you saw that.
Yeah.
Right?
I knew it was going to happen.
You knew.
I was just waiting for the moment.
Oh, damn. Shen, when's the last time you cried?
I want to say like a therapy appointment.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the last time I cried.
When was that?
That was like three weeks ago. Okay. 3 weeks ago. Okay. Yeah.
I got breakthrough or not?
Definite breakthrough. Okay. Yeah.
So not frustration.
No. I had a really tough time sort of coming to terms with some things mm-hmm. that have happened in my life. And again, not to sort of serious this out or anything like
whatever,
that. But I had something pretty traumatic happen to me in grade 10 that I hadn't really publicly talked about. Even with myself in years and years and years and years, and just sort of hearing myself say that really made me emotional. So that's probably the last time I really like cried.
Makes it real.
Yeah, really made it real.
As soon as you say it out loud, makes it real.
Absolutely.
Maury, you cry all the time. You cry on the show all the time.
I cry in the car. I cried 2 days ago watching. There's a song Matthew and I love, and this artist is just so meaningful to us. And it's Dermot Kennedy and his song Outnumbered. And he's coming to town on my birthday. And I watched concert footage and was started crying, imagining I was there. So stupid.
Have I heard this song before?
It's about, lyrically, it's whenever you feel outnumbered, mm-hmm. you know, I'm there for you kind of thing. It's, this guy's voice is the most powerful voice I have
What is it that busts you up about it?
His voice. It's just...
And Matthew feels the exact same way?
Matthew introduced me to Dermot Kennedy and it's just incredible. The song's Outnumbered.
Don't tell me this is all for nothing. I can only tell you one thing. On the nights you feel outnumbered, maybe I'll be out there somewhere. I see everything you can be. I see the beauty that you can see.
So talk us through this more.
Because it's just such a beautiful song about if you ever feel alone, there's somebody there for you.
So Shem, ask that question again.
When was the last time you cried?
Maury?
No.
Wow.
Oh, I can't wait for this show so I can cry.
Why? I could just play the song in the next 5 minutes and you'll cry again.
Every time I hear it.
Next DM, please, Shem.
Deanna.
That was so good.
Deanna writes,
couldn't work better.
What is something that would be hard for you to give up, family not included?
Oh, gosh.
I should hope. I mean, I would never say it.
Hard to give up?
Hard to give up.
Sex and food?
Maury, you already traded one for one. Long ago. We know that. What would be hard to give up? Driving.
My car? I can't give up my car.
Let's say your car.
I'm so, I rely on my vehicle every single day.
Yes.
I need it. I'm gonna say forks.
Forks?
Like, you need forks.
Yeah, I mean, it would be difficult to give up forks. Yes, you're right. Especially if everybody else around you is using them.
Yeah. Like, right? I can't eat a bowl of spaghetti.
Right? That's like, you know, when somebody gives up drinking and then all their friends sit around and drink. Like, if you gave up forks and you were out for a big fancy dinner and all your friends were eating with forks and you just couldn't.
How are you going to cut into steak?
Right? Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's tough. Chopsticks, though. You could use chopsticks.
I guess.
There's a lot of alternatives.
Still not the same.
But it's not the same as a fork. No.
What else? Right. Shem, what's your answer?
Oh, it's sex. Come on, guys. I'm not even going to beat around the bush. It's definitely sex.
Yeah?
Yeah, that ain't easy. I went without for a while, and I hated it. Yeah. I was a miserable individual.
Mm.
Now? Not so much.
I couldn't give up TV.
Oh,
hey!
Nice flex, Shem.
Walking around here, smiles all day.
I know.
Keep those DMs coming in. You send them to us. They go to Shem. We chat about them on the radio.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
All right, once again, here we are with your DM Deep Dive. The DMs that you send in to us, by the way, they go to Shem, and then Shem brings them to the table.
What do we got in the DMs today, Shem?
Question for me, actually, from Patricia.
Excuse me.
Would Shem feel comfortable talking about his long-distance relationship and why it ended in divorce? I've heard it mentioned a bunch of times on the radio, mostly through Ross's roasts. But I don't think I've ever heard the full story.
We've never, like, kind of, I guess, deep dive, no pun intended, into that situation, have we?
No, just, I mean, maybe off air, but yeah, I mean, I don't mind mentioning it, nothing crazy. So I met my ex-wife, like 12 years ago at a wedding in Calgary, and we sort of exchanged information, and then we, you know, did our whole thing through BBM for a little while, then we met, and then we did long distance for about 5 years.
She lived where?
She lived in Spokane, Washington, which is the Washington state, not
yeah.
D.C.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we did the long distance thing for about 5-6 years. We traveled to, you know, all across the states and Canada and did all that stuff for 6 years. Then we, we came to a point in our relationship where we were like, okay, what are we going to do? Are we going to move forward together? Or are we going to just do this long distance thing forever? So she decided she wanted to move to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And then she moved to Canada and got a place. And about 6 months in, she told me that she didn't want to be in Canada anymore. She was homesick, which was tough to hear, because, you know, it's not like we were fighting or anything mm-hmm. crazy like that. And the thing is, she was very adamant about wanting to move to Canada. It wasn't a case where I was sort of pushing it or forcing mm-hmm. it and whatnot.
Then this is where the scandal comes in, though.
Yeah.
Wait, before we get to the scandal, mm-hmm. do you think it's because after the 6 months of living together, maybe she realized, because she had been on her own for so long? Like, was that ever a discussion where she felt like, well, I'm not ready to actually live with a person?
You know what? I think there's something to it. She was definitely a very, and probably still is, a bit of a free spirit, right? Doesn't like to really be tied down to any sort of place for long. She loves traveling.
Or man,
in this case. And so she had a job here in the city and, you know, hooked up with a coworker. And then I, you know, found that out, and now the two of them are married.
So the scandal, though, was she told you that she wanted to
go back,
end the marriage because
yes.
she needed to go back to be connected with family.
Correct.
And so you were like, okay, I can't really, how am I going to fight that? She moved out, but literally just moved down the street.
Correct.
Did not move back to the United States, stayed in the city, just moved out from Shem.
Yes. And then
scandal.
And then married said coworker. They both stayed here for a little while. And the last thing I heard, they had moved back to the United States.
Yeah, you said this on the radio once. Didn't she get married in the same place, like to this new guy? The same place that you and her got married in?
The same resort. Like, we got married at a place called Henderson, Nevada,
uh-huh.
This hotel. Same hotel.
That's, you know what that is? That's a do-over.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right?
Big time.
That is a complete do-over.
Yeah.
Scandal.
Sucked. So,
scandal.
Answer the question, Patricia.
Jeez.
All right. Moving on.
Thank you for sharing that, Shem.
Yeah, I know.
We rip on you for that. So much material. I had forgotten half of it.
Let me say we.
I had forgotten half of it. I just write a whole new section of notes.
Oh, man.
Same hotel. Live down the street. Okay, got it. Next DM, please, Shem.
Oh, this is an appropriate question from JC. She goes, what's the most embarrassing moment or situation that you've ever experienced in your life? JC, see above for my answer. next. You guys?
I mean,
most embarrassing? God, I have so many from when I was like a kid.
I never crap my pants.
No,
same. I didn't have any of those. Like, I never messed myself or I never did anything. When was this? Like, I just moved to this. So early 90s, my first time like really living in the city. And a friend of mine had grown up here and he just sort of knew, like, you know, city things, right? The mm-hmm. stuff that I didn't know. And he just seemed more cultured and worldly and everything else. And one day we were going to get, he wanted to go and get manicures, right? And I was like, okay, sure.
Uh-huh.
And the place that he used to go to was this, like, I guess there was like some sort of like manicure school in the city.
Okay.
And you could go and the students would do manicures and it was like super cheap. It was like $5 or something
I've
like
been
that.
There.
Right. And then they would get credit for it or whatever. I don't know. But so he booked these appointments, and then I had to cancel because I had to work late. Mm-hmm. And then he called me and was like, bro, you canceled. He's like, I showed up there and they were waiting for you. And I was like, oh man, I felt real bad. And I go, so like, what do I do? Like, should I call? And he says, no, just send the girl flowers.
Come on.
What? Okay.
Stop it.
So he says,
trolling?
He says, just send the girl flowers. And I thought this is just what people did in the city when they canceled an appointment for something, that they just, that they send the person, that they send the person flowers. Okay. Uh-huh. But I couldn't pay for delivery. So I went to the grocery store and bought flowers and went there.
No!
Oh no.
Okay. Yeah. So I showed up with flowers and I'm standing there at the counter while they go and find this girl, okay, who shows up having no idea who I am.
Yeah.
Then people are gathered because they think this is some sort of romantic thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, I then have to explain to her why I'm there, but I said it in a way that it's normal. This is just what people do. So I present her with flowers for canceling on a $5 pedicure or manicure the day before.
Uh-huh.
And she looked at me like I was the biggest simp loser. Yeah. Like ever. Uh-huh. I never felt more small in front of a group of women before.
Did she take the flowers?
She took the flowers and walked away with them by her side. Like the flowers were
down,
pointing at the floor. And then I walked out.
Man, and for the rest of the day, they all talked about you.
All of them.
I'm so glad you told that story. Appreciate all the questions that come in. Keep those comments or questions coming in to the DM Deep Dive. They go to Shem. Shem brings them to us. We talk about them on the radio.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. 1.
Here we go. DM Deep Dive time. Thank you, by the way, for all the DMs that you're sending in to us.
Shem, what do we got today?
Alicia writes, okay, I'm a really big fan of the show. I've been listening for 7 years. Over that time, I've heard you guys talk about being fans of the Backstreet Boys. Would you be willing to sing a Backstreet Boys song as a quartet? I know Maury isn't the strongest singer, but maybe he could hum or something. Shem should be the lead, like AJ or Nick. Would love to hear you guys do it on the radio, please.
I have never said that I was a fan of the Backstreet Boys.
I know Shem has said.
Myself and you, Mocha.
I mean, like,
I think, Mocha, I think your enthusiasm towards boy bands of that era may lead people to think that you are a huge fan.
I'm not like a, you know, poster on the wall kind of fan.
No.
Right?
No. But are you a know the lyrics kind of fan?
I mean, it depends on which song.
Oh, I know all of them. I love the Backstreet Boys.
Damn it, Maury, which song?
The one that
I Want It That Way?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, pull up the lyrics. Pull up the lyrics, boys.
Maury,
okay.
Biggest fan.
Yeah, pull up the lyrics.
You are my fire, the one desire, believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart, can't reach to your heart. Then you say I want it that way. Tell me why ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why I never wanna hear you say I want it that way.
Can I just say, okay, for Mocha, as the guy who said that you were not that big of a fan, you never once even looked at the lyrics by heart, my friend. You did half of that with your eyes closed.
I don't need to look at the lyrics. You feel them.
Hey.
Yes, DM. Holy gem.
Oh, this is going to be interesting. Nikki from Saskatchewan writes, I listen to you guys live and the podcast religiously, I believe for the last 6 years. This is a tip for Roz. Get ready. I'm on podcast episode 263, where Roz is talking about his poor bum chafing in his tight pants in the summer. There's a product called Lady Dust, which which they also have a men's
Lady Dust for men.
Which they also have a men's version to keep you dry and not rub. It works really well. You can also use Chub Rub products. A men's product called Below the Belt.
I have that.
I hope. I hope this helps.
I have Below the Belt. Dries your. You can bleep this, right?
Uh-huh.
Dries your out.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You've talked about this before.
Yeah. It's a great. It's a great product. Lady Dust for men. Hold on here.
Lady. Dust.
Don't forget Chub Rub product.
Chub Rub. Man, that is a hard thing to... Maury, Google Chub Rub for me, please.
See if it's a real thing. My bookmarks.
Oh, so Lady Dust?
Yeah.
They got one called Man Dust.
Okay. Read the description for me.
Hold on here.
Does it say what it is, what it's supposed to do?
Oh, and they also got Baby Dust.
Baby Dust! Baby Dust for men?
Hold on here. Oh, guys, we can get a family pack for $62.
Okay. All right. Do they have that thing like on Amazon where it's like buy Lady Dust plus Chub Rub?
Keep the boys fresh with Man Dust, an all natural forest scented body powder for real men. By the way, gang, sold out.
No. Yeah. Oh man.
Maury, any luck on Chub Rub?
Chub Rub is when your thighs close this.
No, it's a product. Yeah. I don't need to know what it is.
We know.
We know what it is. We're trying to prevent it. Oh. With a product.
They also have the Chub Rub patch.
I don't need a Chub Rub patch. What am I patching?
All natural chafing, anti-chafing formula for her.
Oh.
Our chemical-free anti-chafe formula delivers an effective blend of natural ingredients to moisturize, energize, and protect your skin and prevent thigh chafing protection.
Oh, damn.
There you go.
Okay.
Wow. Options, so, gang. We got options. Oh, my goodness. See what happens when you DM us? These are the conversations that take place. This is where the conversations go. So keep them coming in. They go to Shem. Shem brings them to us, and we talk about them on the radio.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
All right, DM Deep Dive time, gang.
What do we got in the DMs today, Shem?
Jordan writes, I'm sure you all get a ton of people who meet you in person and show you a lot of love, but have you ever had a negative interaction with someone in public who recognized you?
You know what? No.
Yeah, years ago, for sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Can you remember the situation?
Can
you tell us the story of one situation?
It was just general sort of just people would just be like mean and just say mean things.
Now,
like,
was it when you were on ET Canada or doing this show?
At the start of ET Canada and then the shows that I did before that too, like I was just not like I was on television. I annoyed people. Like I was one of those people where now with fans of this show, when you see them, people are generally really, really wonderful. Mm-hmm. They've grown up with this show. But back in the day, people would see me and I was disliked. Mm. And so I would avoid going to certain places, or I could see, like, if somebody recognized me, I would only expect the worst from people.
Gotcha.
Right. Like it just wasn't pleasant. Like being on television the first couple of years that I was on TV, being on television was an awful thing. Because I didn't really reap the benefits. I wasn't making a ton of money. I wasn't getting like free clothes or travel or anything. I was just on television. I was making really terrible money, actually. And I just wound up eating a lot of crap for it. And it just wasn't fun.
Aww, right? Buddy,
it wasn't a good time. And then, you know, you sort of, you know, do this for long enough and you hang around long enough and you build a better product and you get good fans as opposed to fans that want to be awful to you.
I can't think of a time where I've met a fan and they've said something mean or wanted to, like, not physically fight, but get into it, right?
Yeah.
Jem, you had an interaction like that at all?
Not really. I mean,
our fans are awesome.
Again, it's different, right? I don't have the same sort of popularity that you guys do, but in the interactions that I have had, it's been all positive, honestly. Nobody said, I've had weird things happen, but, you know, people will ask you to, like, sing for them, like, in public, which is a little strange.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had somebody ask me to sign a bra before, but other than that, like, nothing super negative.
Mm-hmm. By the way, if you want us to sign your bra, just send it to the station. We will sign all the bras. We have no problem signing bras.
Damon Mori, have you ever had a negative experience with meeting a fan?
Shockingly, no.
No, huh?
No,
I think that people generally get, you know, you, and I think that there's a sort of sympathetic aspect to you and everything you are. No, I don't mean that in a mean way. I just think that, you know, people, you know, feel for you because, you know, you get rode hard, you know, daily in here. Hey, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I think that Maury's like the little, like the like a lot of people's little buddy, right? Like, I think that that's sort of how people look at Maury.
Yeah.
Next DM, please, Shum.
Kayla writes, hey, Roz and Mocha, big fan of the, she wrote shower, but meant show.
Same.
I've been listening for at least 10 years, currently on episode 337 of the podcast. Can't get enough. Question for all of you. Do your significant others ever go by a short form of their names? I notice you always say Catherine or Jenna in full. Just wondering if they have short forms or nicknames that they go by. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's interesting is that I have only ever called Catherine. There are very few people in Catherine's life that call her Catherine.
Really? No. What do they call her?
Kay, her mom, like her family, Kay or Kitty.
Really?
Yeah, and I've never called her either of those. Hmm. I've only ever called her Catherine.
Has she ever asked?
No.
Like,
no.
Hey, it's totally cool if you want to call me this.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I've only ever called her Catherine.
Yeah, I don't have I don't call Jenna Jen. Like, I don't shorten the name. I only ever call her Jenna, but.
Does anybody else call her Jen, though?
No.
No.
No, everyone else just calls her Jenna. Like, obviously, like, in our, like, I always call her Babe.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I say that all the time.
But there's no other sort of name that people use, like, at work or.
Nope.
I guess Jenna doesn't really lend itself to that, though, right? Like with my brother, right? I only ever call him Rich.
Yeah.
Right? Where when I hear people call him Richard, I'm like, oh, excuse me. What,
yeah,
are we at church? Right?
Fancy. Oh, look who just walked in the room. It's Richard, everybody.
Yeah. Now, Maury, you call Matthew Maddie, right?
I call him Matthew. Everybody calls him Maddie.
Oh, you call him Matthew.
I call him Matthew. I didn't like how Maddie sounded out of my mouth. You know what I mean? Like at first.
Just doesn't feel right.
It didn't feel right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So I just go Matthew, but literally everybody else calls him Maddie.
But did you meet him as Maddie or did you meet him as Matthew?
Matthew.
So he didn't introduce himself as Maddie.
No, but everybody, yeah. Like, and he doesn't call me by what my family calls me, which is Mo.
Right.
He says Maury.
Right. Mo.
Yeah.
That's so good.
He yells Maury.
Yes.
Maury? Or what my dad's coworkers call me.
Which is?
Little Mort.
Mort. Super weird.
50 years old. Calling the man a little Mort. Shem, we got time for one more DM, please.
Yes. Steven says, who on the team could you get the easiest or cheapest laugh from? Who would be the toughest?
Oh, toughest is definitely Roz.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is easy. This, like, I would be the toughest. Maury's definitely the easiest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. There we go. Yeah, like,
right. I was waiting to get there, like, for Maury just to say it because we know it's Maury.
It's definitely Maury. Right?
Thank you for all the DMs that you send in to us every day. They eventually make them. I don't even know what was so funny there.
Nothing. Nothing
They
was.
Make their way over to Shem, and then Shem brings them to the radio.
He's going to pass out. Wait for the punchline at least. Something.
Wasn't there one there?
No.
Oh, I wasn't even listening.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.